This meeting of the Conference Committee on Senate File 2192 will come to order, and a quorum is present. This is the lead mercury bill from the agency that I believe there are slight differences between the House and Senate language on, and then there's formaldehyde provision that was, I think, put in both bills, and then two other House-only provisions. And I'd like to go through it quickly, not going through the bill necessarily, but maybe we could start with the base bill, the lead and mercury prohibitions. And either Mr. Knopp, do you want to go through them? Just explain what they are. Do you know what the differences are? And
yeah, Mr. Chair, I can go through that fairly quickly. The first section on page R1, that looks the same to me. And then we have the House-only provisions. Do you want to skip that for now?
Yeah, just go through the...
And then, Mr. Chair, on page R3, you can see that, well, it actually starts on R2, on the mercury provisions. There's a little difference on 2.25 on the House, or on the Senate, excuse me. We talk about Chapter 7035. The House actually gets it down to the part number of the chapter. And then there are some technical differences, like any contractor, a contractor. I think the House has cleaned this language up a little bit more than the Senate has, and you can see that especially on page R4. The House has put all the definitions together, and they actually that's in the next section. But no, it is this is here, and so you'll see that. On the bottom, we kept a separate definition of thermostat. Again, I think that the House has cleaned this up a lot more. Instead of posted, the Senate on, we talk about a project or program on 3.19 to 3.20. The House talks about participates in a thermostat collection and management program under the subdivision. So I think, I think the House has got it cleaned up a little more. Okay. On 3.33, the Senate talks about visible signs, and the House on 5.16 talks about prominent signs. So I think in this section, okay. The only issue is, and maybe Mr. Eliff, I see the Senate, you took out one such, and the Senate and the House both have a number of suches in here. I usually try to remove those, but I never got a chance to work on this one, so I didn't remove the suches. And then if we look at Section 4 on the Senate, 7 on the House, as far as I know, those are the same. And Mr. Eliff, if you notice anything that I'm missing, please interject. And then on page R6, that is identical. And same with the top of page R7 through the effective date. Then we have a House-only provision on cleaning products. And then Mr. Chairman, as you mentioned, we've got the provisions on the formaldehyde in Section 8 on the Senate and 9 on the Senate and 12 and 13 on the House.
Okay. And the agreement is that the House language is better on that?
Mr. Chair, I think it is. So.
Mr. Chair, then on as to the mercury and lead provisions, the base bill, then I would move the relevant House sections.
Representative Hortman moves the House sections, and I think that's Section 1. And somebody know all
sure, section that would be section 1,
5 and
five
through
5, three. Section 6, section 7 on the House side, and section
8, 9, and 10. Okay, Representative Hortman moves the House language in sections 1 and 5 through 10, such as it is. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Then the formaldehyde one you mentioned at the end of the...
Yes, Mr. Chair, it starts at the bottom of page R7.
Okay, and goes through page R8, and that's identical?
Mr. Chair, yes.
Representative Hortman moves the House language on that. Or the Senate language, whichever one. 12 and 13, yeah. Or Senate language, either one. Representative Hortman moves the Senate language.
There you go.
Any discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Next one is...
let's talk about triclosan.
Triclosan is Section 11 of the House bill.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the House provision.
Representative McNamara moves the House provision, and somebody want to speak to it briefly?
Well, Mr. Chair, this was added on the floor. It was a Loeffler amendment amended by a Atkins amendment. And to make clear that we're only talking about triclosan products that are for direct use by consumers and that the effective date is delayed until January 1st, 2017. Now, I was contacted after the bill passed off the House floor by somebody who proposed that we clarify that the effective date is for products manufactured on or after January 1st, 2017, because I presume what we have is a prohibition on sale. We don't say whether somebody can manufacture it. So,
Representative Hortman, but you've got a three-year wait, so people can stop producing well before then.
Right. And so, Mr. Chair, I was wondering if whoever was proposing that would speak to it, if we could get a reaction from staff, or if that individual's not here, I think we should just go with the existing language. Kind of one of those you snooze, you lose.
Is there any of those, anybody else on the committee have any concerns about Section 11?
Does staff have any feedback on the effective date and the advice we got from the industry? Whether that would be problematic to add a phrase for products manufactured.
You would weaken it further when you've got a three-year-in phase out. I suggest you stick with what you've got. Representative McNamara moves the House Section 11.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
If I can just ask
yes.
Representative Hortman. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Hortman, so was your the person that contacted you would rather see it not be manufactured after January 1st, 2017 instead of retail sale?
Yeah, you know, the reference is for products manufactured on or after, and looking at the fact that we are just talking about a prohibition on sale, I guess it's really not something we need to get into because we're not talking about the manufacture date is not relevant. It's the date of sale that's relevant.
And if it was going to be like August 1st or something, I think this year you might want to do it that so people can get rid of their stocks. But the whole point of putting it in a three-year phase-out is that they can plan ahead.
I think that the proposed addition is from the Minnesota retailers industry would actually maybe complicate the interpretation.
On Representative McNamara's motion, is there further discussion? Not all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. And the last ones are Representative Mullery's sections 2 through 4 of the House bill. Somebody want to go over that? Mr. Eagle for
Representative Mullery,
or Representative Mullery first.
The phone close to your mouth and tell them what those pieces are about.
Okay. What this these sections are about is to try and get the agency to act under their powers, the existing powers of the under environmental justice, and this, the purpose of this was just to say to the agency now and in the future that they should work to end discrimination on the basis of basically income, race, education level, things like that, religion. In citing or in allowing additional permits for pollution and things like that. So it would be nice if the Senate would accept that, but my understanding is the leadership says that kills the, in the Senate it kills the bill, and I would like to offer that because I don't understand why we don't want to have fair treatment and non-discrimination, but I'm not going to. Certainly, there's been an awful lot of work on this bill. It's a good, really good bill. The two chairs of the conference committee put a lot of work in, and I definitely don't want to jeopardize a really good bill.
And I'll comment that I think Representative Mulley's been working on this for a long time, and I've heard from him a number of times, and I think we want to move forward in environmental justice. My understanding is the agency is doing much of this, but I think I won't speak for you, but you want to make sure it's kept in there. But I think you've heard correctly that we've had some concerns raised in the Senate.
Senator Marty, that's a nice way of saying it. Yes, I was told that that would kill the bill, and as I say, the agency is making good strides. we just want to make sure that the agency continues making good strides, and we've got pressure. This was specifically intended not to either expand or lessen the powers of the agency in any way, just to be able for us to say, look, at you're supposed to be doing what you can do already. And so hopefully the agency will continue on their good things, and then hopefully next year certain senators will be enlightened.
I think that's well put, and this you're pushing the agency to continue doing what they're, I guess, working on. Okay. Representative Mullery moves the House language on sections 2 through 4. Is there any further discussion? Not all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion does not prevail. So to recap, if I understand correctly, we've got the House tweaks on the lead and mercury prohibition. We've got the formaldehyde, which was the same in both. We don't have the environmental justice, and we do have the triclosan ban from the House. And is there any, Representative Hortman want to move the adoption of the conference committee report?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. And with that, we'll ask staff to prepare get the revisor's office to prepare this for signing by members.
Mr. Chair, could I get some direction to remove? There's still three suches on the House side. And I think it's bad practice to leave those in, especially in honor of former Senator Frederickson, who was trying to remove those as much as possible.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Knopf, did Senator Betzel dislike those suches as much as Senator Frederickson did?
I think both of them, yeah. I think they both disliked them equally. And the revisor's manual actually says not to use the word such.
I'm for reducing any unnecessary words, so I think we can.
So Representative Hortman moves we reopen up the conference report. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Representative Hortman moves the House language on the lead and mercury provisions minus the three remaining suches. And the Senate Council and House research are to figure out how the wording is to make it work.
Very good. So, Mr. Chair, we're not bringing back in the two sections that we dropped, right?
Right. We're just, this just technical cleanup of the language. When the House caught some of the suches, but yes, we trust staff to clean up the bill the rest of the way. As I point out, when she moved the amendment, such as it is. On Representative Hortman's motion that staff be directed to clean up the suches, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. And with that, the Representative Hortman moves we close up the conference report and direct staff to finish the bill. Representative McNamara on that.
Would that include, Mr. Chair, that the staff be able to correct any, how is that worded usually? In the
yes, any numbering and other things is traditionally is done. On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails, and conference committee is adjourned.